Now here to tell us what it says in today's papers, Fiona Kelly.
We are going to hit you where it hurts. That's the headline on the front of today's Irish Examiner, which in common with the Irish Daily Mail leads with Taoiseach Simon Harris's assertion yesterday that if social media companies fail to take responsibility for harmful content on their platforms, they're going to face significant fines. The Irish Independent and Irish Times both lead with details of that new report from the Residential Tenancy Board, which you'll just have heard about in the bulletin, and the murder investigation into the death of 89-year-old Josephine Ray, whose body was found in her home in Nina, County Tipperary on Sunday, generates the lead story in the Irish Daily Star and Irish Daily Mirror. There's quite a contrast in the images carried on the front of today's two northern papers, while the Belfast Telegraph runs with a montage of four pictures depicting the ongoing violence and rioting in Belfast. The picture in the Irish News is of a crowd of people at a community rally in Derry City yesterday evening. "United Against Racism" is the slogan on the main banner on display there. Both papers find common ground, however, in the reporting of an incident in which a Filipino care worker had a brick thrown through the front window of her home in Ballyclare, County Antrim. The headline in the News quotes Sinn Féin MP Pat Cullen and former head of the Royal College of Nursing remarking that without foreign workers, the health service in Northern Ireland will collapse. Rashida Adeleke features in lots of pictures on today's front pages after she came second in last night's heat and secured a place in the 400 metre Olympic final. The picture in the Times, meanwhile, is of Dublin City Council worker Noel Wallace painting the lampposts and bins around Portland Row in Dublin's north inner city gold in advance of Kelly Harrington's homecoming. Elsewhere this morning, the Times reports on the death of 59-year-old Aidan O'Leary, the Irish director of the World Health Organization's polio eradication programme, who died on Tuesday on holiday with his family. Mr. O'Leary, who was born in Dublin and lived in Galway, had also served as head of the UN's Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs in Yemen, Afghanistan, Syria and Iraq. There's a story in today's Independent about a legal battle over a house which was built without planning permission, which has been going on now for almost two decades. Amy Malloy reports that Rose and Chris Murray have just lost their latest bid to save their 588 square metre home in County Meath from demolition. The couple had offered to demolish a carport and domestic garage with living accommodation attached to it, but in refusing them permission for retention, and Bord Pleanála described the house as an incongruous design which would establish an undesirable precedent for further development of this kind. One man who manages to get away with painting murals on public buildings without asking anyone for permission, the street artist Bansky, features in picture stories in a number of today's papers. Earlier in the week, I mentioned a goat on a wall which had appeared on the side of a building in London. Sticking with the animal theme, the following day, another Bansky image of two elephants poking their heads out of windows appeared elsewhere in the city. And yesterday, the image which appeared and which is widely circulated this morning is of three monkeys who look like they're hanging off the side of Brick Lane tube station. And finally, Paul Butler and his daughter Rachel from Care in County Tipperary feature in a piece in today's Examiner talking about the challenges facing families with the young adults with Down syndrome. Paul is also keen to promote a fundraising cycle which starts today in aid of Down Syndrome Ireland. It's called the Tour de Munster and it's now in its 23rd year. More than 100 cyclists will take part in the 600 kilometre race over the next 4 days. And if you're in Munster, keep an eye out for them because the route is taking them through all six counties of the province.
That's a very long cycle. Fiona Kelly.